government spokesperson Nick Mangwana tweeted over the weekend that the scam involved the closed clinic or diagnostic laboratory in Harare owned by former health minister Obadiah Moyo. Some personnel there are alleged to be charging $45 instead of the $65 which other laboratories charge for a test. Customers immediately get a certificate without taking the test. Moyo expressed ignorance and distanced himself from the scandal, which has drawn interest from the police. Criticism is focused on corruption by connected individuals who act with impunity and are exacerbating the challenge of curbing the spread of the pandemic, already complicated by a broken health delivery system. Socio-political commentator Effie Ngwe says the scam raises valid questions about the official COVID-19 infection caseload amid speculation that the numbers are worse than publicly acknowledged.
The credibility of statistics that are coming from government in respect of COVID-19 have always been doubted by experts. And when you take this together with the acts of corruption that we are seeing, issuing out of fake COVID-19 certificate, it raises serious credibility concerns amongst the people of Zimbabwe and also internationally, because it means that the documentation pertaining to COVID-19 that is coming from Zimbabwe will be doubted.
Ngwe urges the government to act swiftly with offenders involved in the scam, as it has potential to further dent the country's image as well as jeopardize citizens' health. Ngwe further says Zimbabweans are already hard pressed by economic challenges, while connected elites are able to falsify their status while possibly spreading the disease. Those who can't afford tests or prescriptions to help fight it are increasingly relying on traditional medicines. Connie Due, a vendor in Bulawayo, is doing brisk business selling traditional herbs and remedies on the streets, such as snuff and zumbani.
People buy bute mutombo each and every time. If you sniff and then you sneeze, it helps also.
But doctors caution against myths and reliance on these popular remedies. Tawanda Zakada, president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, says the value of traditional medicines must be researched.
Well, the thing about viruses is that they are complex and they are very, very difficult to treat. Even if you look at HIV, the antiretroviral drugs do not cure HIV. They just suppress it. If they say they can cure it, we don't want to downgrade them when we do not have an answer ourselves. But if they say they cure coronavirus, like all medications, we want them to go clinical trials. We have to prove it, not just by word of mouth. We want something that's evidence-based, that's been proven.
Some say with the populace dazed by long-standing economic wars, any cure or remedy is better than none for a disease whose recovery rate is falling steadily, causing physical and mental anguish. The government says rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine is due sometime next month, but it may prove a mammoth logistical task, as 60% of the population live in rural areas that may be the site of undocumented pockets of infection. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.